Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brustin Nordman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Nordman.
It's a great day to be alive on this Monday. Kyle Brustin Nordman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust. To my right, live from the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel's amazing sports book on Sports Equinox Day,
ooh,
is Kyle Wallace, dressed for a funeral in all black.
No, Packer
gear? I mean, Packer backer?
No, well, I wore my Jordan Love jersey on Friday, and I didn't want to be an outfit repeater that soon. I'm not Ben Brust. I can't wear the same outfit in the same week. And so I decided to look handsome today.
All right, you decided to look handsome. Nothing about Go Pack Go.
Listen, Go Pack Go, baby. Go Pack Go. I was on 1,000 when I found out.
We'll get to that in just a short minute here. Brad Nordman, longtime NFL punter, Super Bowl 50 runner-up, and the man with ears and eyes everywhere amongst Wisconsin coaches. And according to Tim Brando, you might be a podcaster, as everyone heard Tim Brando call out the podcasters that are saying things about the Wisconsin Badgers, specifically relationships with Wisconsin coaches.
Oh, yeah.
Sounded something similar to what we maybe heard or said here on Kyle Brust Nordman. We'll let you be the judge if Brando was calling Brad out.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I mean, honestly, getting to hear it on national television, that says everything I need to know about where this program is at and exactly what Brando knows. We're going to get to that all a little bit later in the show. Let me just say I stand here valid. That's what I have to say about that.
The first comment that I see on YouTube is the Badgers scored. That is right. If the Badgers did not score on Saturday, we would be Strope's clapping because he would have been the worst of everybody. But we would have been fasting until 5 o'clock, and we would not been able to eat. But luckily, we were at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, and we don't have to wait until 5 o'clock to eat. Because that would have been painful for all of us. As Alex Strofe is running the show, UKBN Nation, 800-990-3776 on the Carbless Talk and Text Line. List is more.
Shout out to T.Y. Hilton's son.
And we're on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. As right now on ESPN, right in front of us on the TV, Aaron Rodgers put on that goofy-ass helmet that does not fit and just looks really weird, and then he goes down like somebody who looks like they're literally wearing diapers to Micah Parsons. The Packers did not have a great first half, but took care of business. Tucker Kraft is the absolute man. Jordan Love had 20 straight completions. The Packers rolled, and rolled. But Kyle, you had quite the journey from this weekend. I want to start with you because this is Green Bay Packers plus family plus Packers plus Bears plus everything.
Yeah. So we talking about this Packers game. The big buildup, man. When we found out the Packers were supposed to be playing the Steelers, potentially, as you said, I mean, it wasn't official. You said it's supposed to be playing over there in Ireland. We were excited, but then we found out that it wasn't going to be in Ireland. But we were looking forward to the fact that Aaron Rodgers was going to play against his old team, the Green Bay Packers. I could not wait. But then I got a text message on Saturday that told me, we got to go to Denver. I said, what do you mean we got to go to Denver? Little cousin got elevated to the practice squad. So I sat there and I had to consider. I had to from the practice squad to the Denver Broncos active roster. So he was on a 53-man roster. So I'm excited. But then I said, oh, wait a minute. If I go and I'm looking at these flights, I'm going to miss the Packer game. I said, well, I don't know what I'm going to do. Am I going to go see my little cousin? Or am I going to go?
Wait, was this an actual debate?
It was a debate in my
because
head.
Because of the money?
No, because I didn't want to miss the Packer game. I think about, well, if I fly back in on Monday.
Your cousin gets into the NFL.
Well, I was trying to figure out how I could potentially finesse it so I can, you know, watch the Packer game. But I chose my little cousin. I went down there to Denver and saw my little cousin play special teams with the Broncos, beat up on the Dallas Cowboys, do something the Packers could not do, is put them Cowboys away, and also get some defensive snaps as well to enter the game. He got in on some tackles. So very, very exciting. Former Wisconsin Badger linebacker, and now
did you wear Packers gear to the game?
So so I didn't wear it to the game, but I did wear Packers gear to the airport. Now, we flew out of Chicago.
Did you wear Broncos gear to the game?
No.
What'd you wear?
I wore a Wisconsin Badger, a Jordan Turner shirt. I wore a neutral Jordan Turner shirt. I didn't want to put it on Broncos.
I suppose that's the best possible
way to go. I may have to
except that you're wearing Badger gear.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
It had a Badger helmet and a Michigan State helmet. It was a black shirt. It was neutral, but I got to get me some Broncos stuff. But I'm going to tell y'all this. So I flew out of Chicago, hectic, 6:30 in the morning flight. Frontier got pushed back, canceled.
Oh, what do you know? Frontier, not reliable.
Supposed to leave at 6:50, get a text message. Supposed to leave at 10, then 11, then 12. I said, wait a minute now. I said, we can't leave at 12. That's getting too close to game time. See, they kick off at 2:25. We were supposed to land at like 1-something. I said, we can't do that. But as I'm going through the airport down in Chicago at O'Hare, you know I got on my Packer hoodie because when I travel, I always put on my Packer hoodie because I need people to know who my team is. And going through Chicago, I'm focused on getting to my flight. But as I'm coming in, somebody said, hey, you got to go to that line. I said, oh, why is that? You got that Packer stuff on. This is the TSA agent. Go over there. Can't go with me. Legitimately made me go to a different team.
What?
Wait, are you serious?
Not just joked. He actually made you move?
Because you know they have multiple like agents, and it wasn't busy, and I have TSA pre-check. He said, nope, go over there. Go to that one. Packer fan over there. Over there. So
wow.
I literally went to a different TSA agent.
Whoa, the Kyle I know, wouldn't he be like, bumps that.
Stand on business, Kyle.
I was very tired and exhausted. And I was just trying to get through it, and I just laughed. And then when I'm going through the little security stuff, this brother said, oh, we got the Packers fan over there. Boo, Packers fan. Take that off. I said, oh, wow. All in the span of 3 minutes, I'm catching harassment. So then I finally get through it. You know, I'm just chuckling. So I get through security, and this cleaning man, I'm on the, you know, they got the moving walkway.
The moving walkway.
I'm on the moving walkway. The cleaning man comes towards me on the moving walkway. Man, I'm on the moving walkway. So he's moving with me at this point. He's like, that hoodie can get thrown over there. I said, where? He said, in the garbage. I said, what? He said, yeah. You can't wear that around here. I said, boy, oh, boy. Y'all win a couple games in a row. Y'all won like 2 games in a row. He said, four.
Four,
we won
technically.
Four. He said, we won 4 in a row. He said, yeah, you know, that's how we get around here.
Oh, man. Wow. If you would have been in the airport 3 hours later, well, you wouldn't have been good for the game that you had to go to. But they literally lost to Snoop Huntley and the 1-5 Ravens, and Caleb Williams sucked.
Yeah,
they were so insecure.
They're insecure, but they know that it wasn't going to last long, so they had to take advantage of it. So I was harassed by Chicago Bears fans left and right. I on the plane down, I sat next to a Bears fan. He was chill for the most part. He talked too much. He entirely too much. Brother, I'd rather take the harassment. Oh, my gosh. Stop talking to me. Well, he's telling me about how he's a Bears fan, and you know, he wasn't that mean, but all these Bears fans, when you wear Packers stuff, it's like you're wearing we're at war. They hate the Packers. Like, they hate the Packers. Everybody hates the Packers. I told him, I said, I mean, I guess I would get it if my team beat you all the time.
So, all right, you're leaving to go to Denver, but you decided to go to Denver almost not wanting to go to Denver because of the Packers. So what was your plan for the Packers game?
So...
It's a big game, Kyle.
This is Rodgers' love.
And so I was trying to figure it out in my head, right? I got my mama. She's a senior citizen. You know what it is. You know. You can do it.
I don't know where you're going with this at all, to be honest.
And so I'm like, okay.
You know? What do you mean? I don't know.
Well, because I'm trying to figure out, okay, this Broncos game should be ending like 5:30 their time, 6:30 our time. I said, like, hopefully it ends before. So I'm trying to do it in my head. Gives me an hour to get to the airport. But then after the game, we want to go down to the field. She want to see her nephew. And I'm just looking at the clock. You know, it gets to, 6:00. I'm like, okay, got 30 minutes. We can get – it gets to 6:02. I said, hey, we going to have to go because the Packer gang going to start. I want to get to the airport.
He doesn't talk to his mama.
I told my mama, I told my auntie. I said, hey, we got to go. So we ended up leaving before we got to see my little cousin, but he surprised us. He just happened to be walking out the parking lot. So I saw him. So we're booking it to the airport. To try to get there, so much traffic. The game starts. By the time we get to the airport, we're rushing now. We literally made our flight with less than 6 minutes to spare.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah, I was hoping I get to see it. The TVs and all that. Nope, 8:54 gate. So you got to Book it. Run fast. I don't know why I made that noise.
Yeah, what was that?
Yeah, that was an unsettling noise.
That was me running in an airport, which, by the way, that counts towards about 3.5 miles.
No, it doesn't. you have to track it.
I was running in the airport. And so, you know, I get on the airplane, and when I get on the airplane, I finally get settled in, and I can look at the score. And I was in the car, I was kind of looking at the score a little bit because we ended up getting there after. And I'm like, oh, gosh. This game's not looking too good. And then I see y'all text messages talking about, oh, Keyshawn Nixon, he's trash. He sucks, all this and that. I'm like, oh, my gosh, we're getting – we ain't doing nothing. So when we
– I was just wondering if Kyle saw the Keyshawn Nixon muff punt because of how mad he was at the kickoff return against the Eagles in the playoff game.
I would have lost it. So when we took off, it was 16 – it was 16 to 7. The Green Bay Packers are losing. I'm like, oh, my gosh. So now I'm on a plane for 2 hours.
And of course, because you fly so eloquently.
I fly Frontier.
There is no Wi-Fi available for purchase.
There's no Wi-Fi available. And I can't watch any TV. So I am sitting here just thinking
what'd
to myself.
What you do all flight?
I take notes. I got, you know. I
take notes? Notes. What?
So I take notes. You know, I do another show. I take notes for that. I have other stuff. So I'm taking notes. Because
you're working. You're grinding.
I'm taking notes for KBN. I'm like, okay, 16 to 7.5. I'm taking notes.
What notes? You didn't watch any of the game. The
notes were negative from just the fact that I saw what the score was. I'm like, okay. So I'm comparing it. Actually, I'm comparing it to the Broncos. I'm like, okay, the Green Bay Packers defense, they got to get more turnovers because in the first half, the Green Bay Packers didn't get any turnovers. So I'm like, they got to get more turnovers because what I saw from the Denver Broncos.
Making notes about the Packers without watching the game based off the Denver Broncos defense.
It was based on, their defensive tackle looked like he was a running back yesterday. And I was like, turnovers matter. The Packers got to get more turnovers. And lo and behold, so I'm on this plane for 2 hours. I get off the plane, and I'm already thinking in my head, okay, like, I'm thinking the worst's going to come. Like, okay, maybe the Packers lost.
Did you think, before you checked the score, Packers lost or Packers won? What was kind of your gut?
I thought the Packers lost. Mm. I was thinking, because, matter of fact, all I know, I got off the plane, I turned on my phone. Well, I was actually still on the plane. I turned on my phone on the plane, and the first thing I did was I went to my little Googles, and I just typed in Packers. And when I saw that 35-25 score, I'm telling you, I'm in my seat. That's you! I'm pumping my fist in the seat. I'm clapping.
Did you say you?
Yeah, I sure did because it was 11 o'clock at night, and I'm sitting on the tarmac just, yeah, I'm pumped up. I was hoping people heard me because I had my Green Bay Packers hoodie, y'all. So then I'm walking, and I finally got to my mom. I said, Mama, Packers won. Packers won. And I'm saying it loud, and some lady was like, they won. They won. I said, they sure did. They sure did.
Did you take notes on the final score, too?
I did after I got the final score, 35-25. But no, getting a chance.
The Packers made a comeback. From the time I turned my phone off and then turned it on, the Packers won. Something good happened.
Getting to be able to watch, you know, the long highlight that they have of it, the flow of the game. Hard to see the flow of the game, but overall, I was.
What do you mean hard to see the flow of the game? You can't see the game, so you couldn't see the flow of the game.
Listen, that 16-minute highlight that I watched, it helped me know. Because the greatest thing, though, to be honest. It's when you know your team won, being able to watch the highlight package where you haven't been able to see the game, 16 minutes went by like that.
I will say, if you guys remember, two Thanksgivings ago, Lex and I went to New York, and the Packers played the Lions on Thanksgiving. And that was like Jordan Love's coming out party against the vaunted Lions. I didn't get to watch the game because we went to the parade and all that kind of stuff. So I know the feeling you're talking about, Kyle, because I remember checking my phone after the fact in the final minutes of the game. And I go, oh my gosh, yep. The Packers – Jordan Love laid it on him. Packers got after him. I was like, this is unbelievable. It's like you can like time travel to the end of the game when that kind of thing happens. It's a very big rush of emotion, Kyle. Very big rush of emotion.
I believe I said eloquently about your flying. I think I meant elegantly.
Oh, elegant. Yeah. I would
wanted to clear that up as I'm being called out on the personal talk and text line.
There was no better feeling than getting off that plane. And finding
all right. So how much, like, this is a short question. How much Jordan Love were able to see in the 16-minute highlight package?
It was all Jordan Love.
Okay, that's all I needed to know.
Because they were showing completion after completion.
Well, yes, he had 20 straight completions.
Tucker Kraft going crazy. Because you know when you look it up, you see the score, and then you can see, like, the stats. I said 360. I said 360, three tutties. And I looked at Aaron Rodgers, 222 touchdowns.
He's very pedestrian.
219.
Garbage time. I said, yep, looks like Sensei done got beat out by his predecessor.
Well, you move that's that exactly damn water, you keep knocking it over.
Well, because I'm excited. So the level of excitement I had today, Mondays are usually my days I build up Dude, there's nothing better. I got to see my little cousin in my Green Bay Packers one. Like, it was like I was euphoric. I'm sitting there driving home at 12:30 at night, just excited.
Smiling.
Listening to Hamilton. I'm just all just happy.
Listening to Hamilton.
Because y'all know I
love. Life's for the Green Bay Game Night post-game show.
Shut.
Yeah! So I was having a good time singing Hamilton, celebrating my Green Bay Packers, boy.
All right. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman. And with that, Jordan Love was 29-37. 360 in the air, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. Look, he played so well in that second half. And that first half, I actually don't even want to re-legislate it. We could if you want to on the Carbless Talk and Text Line 800-990-3776. But what Jordan Love did really just proved what they're capable of. Like when Matt LaFleur lets Jordan cook, right? Like Jordan got into a rhythm, but then to Matt LaFleur's credit, they kept letting him make plays. And when he's dialed, we saw a version of was like, all right, I'm getting some flashes here. Now, yeah, throwing it up to Tucker Kraft, it worked out, and he had a ton of yards after the catch, which led to, I don't know, 70 of the 360 that were, you know, roughly, we'll just take that off on a rough of that catch that Tucker Kraft had. He had 2 long catches, but still, at the end of
you're
the day,
gonna get those, though.
His completion percentage, the amount of completions, he made a throw from the left hash across the field, perfect to Romeo Doubs, I believe it was. And I was like, this man's cooking.
There were a few that even were dropped. A couple that were right in the money, they were dropped.
So it's easy for everyone to get at Love when things are bad. I want to know if anyone like still has these doubts right now. Because are all of your doubts about Love eliminated after watching last game? I could see the arguments that people probably want to make. But what do you have to say? Like, literally, what could you say other than, well, do it again, right? Are all of your doubts about Jordan Love eliminated? 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. We'll answer, and we will hear from you on the other side from Pottawatomie Casino Hotel's Amazing Sportsbook. It's Kyle Bruston-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
I text Greg Scalzo, and I say, Greg, I'm sorry, I'm going to be late to work. I'm caught in an international conspiracy.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. The Homer Hour with special...
I thought J-Lo played great, and he was super efficient. You know, he didn't get sacked, moved around really well, made some plays outside the pocket. Thought he played outstanding.
A very complimentary Aaron Rodgers on Jordan Love after the Packers win 35-25 on Sunday Night Football. It is Kyle Bruston-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin live from Pottawatomie Casino Hotel's amazing sports book. Everything is here. Great food, self-service kiosks, and the amazing video wall. Alex Strohs running the show, and you, KBA Nation, get us on the Carbless Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776. Liz is more, and after the performance from Jordan Love yesterday, simply put, are all of your doubts eliminated when it comes to Jordan Love? Because right away, as I say that, I'll just read right away, I still have doubts, but I always had doubts about Favre and Rodgers for different reasons. I can't trust Love. I don't even know if it's him or LaFleur anymore. Their inconsistency is the only thing consistent about Green Bay. And it's fascinating that somebody can have 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, make very minimal mistakes yesterday. And the only thing that I can make an argument for is that the Pittsburgh Steelers, believe it or not, are worse than the Cowboys in pass defense. But that being said, it's not like Jordan Love played average. He picked apart the crappy passing defense in that second half. So it's an easy thing you could pick on, but I'm going to say, hey, look, he did what you're supposed to do against a bad, bad passing defense. As I see more of this response is coming in, are all of your doubts about Love eliminated? 800-990-3776.
Mine are absolutely eliminated. I mean, Jordan Love is doing everything we could ask him to be QB1 for the Green Bay Packers. I mean, he's ranked basically in the top six of every single statistical category that really matters in the NFL. And the things that we were like, well, he's got to improve here because I don't really trust him, completion percentage. He has been in a sort of a low level of completion percentage his whole career. That is top five in the NFL. And he's honestly, he has quietly had a top 5 year as a quarterback in the NFL. The only one throw all year that I can think of was that Cleveland Brown throw, right? End of the game, interception, in a time when you cannot have it. Listen, that was bad, no doubt about it, but...
What about the back-to-back throws? I'm blanking on the game right now.
Lions,
there it
one,
was.
One was a behind, and then and the other one was interception,
but
back.
It was called back.
Never happened.
Now, listen... you're going to have
correct.
You're going to have even Rodgers and Favre. Rodgers, Favre, Mahomes, Josh Allen. They have moments like that. The question is, game in and game out, are you doing what you need to do to help your team win, scoring points, and distributing the ball to your playmakers? And Jordan Love is doing exactly that. His accuracy is dialed in. He's using his legs more, which is making defense need to be respecting that a little bit more. He is focused. He is a leader. His completion percentage, his touchdown to interception ratio is one of the best in the NFL. So he is doing everything he possibly can to keep this offense rolling. If not for the stagnant running game, this would probably be one of the best offenses in the NFL. Mm. Is once the running game gets going, I don't know how you stop them. Literally, ooh. I do not, because right now the passing game is the only thing that's going, and even with that, they're still scoring points, and they're keeping up with every opponent that's thrown their way.
Oh, listen, Brad, you said so many things on the how well he's playing on the field, but I think we were understating. Yesterday was a huge moment. In the biggest moment yesterday where he had an opportunity to go up against the dude that mentored him, he out-dueled him. And what I love about the fact of him doing that is Jordan Love didn't run from it. He went to his press conference. He talked about how he admitted to the fact that he knew this was a big game. He knew that there was going to be a lot of hoopla and noise around it. But what did he do? He absolutely embraced the moment. He understood what it was. And to come into that game and perform the way that he did, you're talking about 20 consecutive completions. Only him and Brett Favre have ever done that. But then on top of that, guess what? Jordan Love led him downfield for another fourth quarter comeback and put that game away. Jordan Love is magnificent. His team is 5-1-1. One of the only teams, there's two teams in the NFL with one loss, the Green Bay Packers and the Colts. What are we mad about? What more can he do?
I don't think I was mad.
No, I mean, but for anybody to say that Jordan Love's performance. No, you started talking text line. You said some people still don't have confidence.
I'll get to them, and if they make you mad, then you can respond to them.
Because
at this point, you can't be mad about anything. Again, you can't tell people how to fan. That's the one thing I
Yes, I can. If you're wrong, you're wrong.
from the ultimate
from,
fan.
From the ultimate fan. I know all. You got to listen to me how to fan.
You just can't be wrong. You just can't be mad.
No, you can't disagree with Kyle Wallace. Otherwise, you're wrong. Let's go to Nash in Milwaukee on Keyshawn Nixon out of the blue here. But I'll take it because he was a very frustrating component of the first half. 800-990-3776. Nash, you're up.
Hey, what's up, guys? I do love Keyshawn, but he's very inconsistent. I know he's second in the league right now for most pass breakups, but, I mean, that whole game he was getting picked on. You know, Aaron Rodgers, the whole story was they were good friends. Rodgers helped him out. And he just took advantage of him. You know, he doesn't know how to turn his head. You know, that's the only thing he's got to do on those back shoulder fades, and he doesn't get called the pass interference.
Yeah, to me, obviously the pass interference call where Rodgers did roll to the right and he threw it at Keyshawn Nixon. I forget who his target was at the time. But it was behind him. And we've seen this in the NFL a million times. It's frustrating as a fan when you see an underthrown ball and the receiver turn around. But, yeah, if he doesn't play the ball, if he plays the ball there, it's a better result. But there was also a muff punt. Mm-hmm. There was also another penalty, which, that one was iffy. It was a frustrating first half for somebody.
He got cooked in that first quarter. That was the long play on that rollout.
Yes. He got lost. He came in, and the guy behind him in man coverage got behind. So there were some frustrating moments for Keyshawn Nixon. I guess my biggest thing when it comes to him is, all right, you had the five pass breakups, and you were really feeling yourself.
Crossing out, folks. X'd out Jamar Chase, who had a good game against the Packers.
It's one of those things where it's like consistency. It's very easy for all of us to say, in my opinion, that Carrington Valentine was the best defensive back on the field last night. Alex Strofe's boy. Strofe, fair or not?
I think completely fair.
I mean,
It's been a complete disappointment the last several weeks.
Yeah, I mean, Nate Hobbs, clearly.
He played four snaps.
Be in the field.
Four snaps! Four!
Yeah, what I'm trying to understand is, so they just literally, they benched CV because they signed Hobbs and they had to play him on the outside because Buller's playing so well. He didn't earn it. They just signed him, so he just was given it. Because he was injured during the preseason.
Yeah, but you earn it by giving the contract in a way. I mean,
the hell with that. See,
well, again, they adjusted. Don't be mad now. They gave him a chance and they adjusted.
I get it. Because they had CV out there looking lost when he had to come in the game without playing in a rhythm. From what I saw yesterday, I saw CV playing magnificent corner. Anytime a defensive back, y'all know I play cornerback, I'm a broke-ass cornerback now. But the best thing I love is when a cornerback sees a receiver put his hands up and it touches the receiver hand and he punches it out. He did that multiple times. Even on the touchdown that they called the touchdown, he was still fighting to punch it out. That is what I like to see from a cornerback right there. That is a guy that is competing, right? He's in a position to make a play, and that's exactly what CV did.
Well, all right, what we need to have happen here, boys, is we need Kyle to try and do his best to harness positive energy because I'm good. No, you may feel good right now. But as I ask the question, are all of your doubts about Jordan Love eliminated? I know you're not going to like what a lot of people have to say. So that's why I'm trying to harness you now, get you in the right mindset, because if you don't agree with Kyle, like some people do not, then you're going to get the business.
I just don't understand. Like, if you don't think Jordan Love is having a good season this year, if you're not satisfied with this, you don't watch NFL play.
You can think he's having a good season but still have doubts about him. That's the difference of the nuance there.
I guess my question would be, what more do you need to see for those doubts to be eliminated?
And we'll get to that. Because it is a Victory Monday brought to you by Palermo's Pizza, Wisconsin's hometown pizza, with delicious brands like Palermo's, Connie's, Urban Pie, and Screamin' Sicilian. So screaming good. Palermo's has your game day covered. Find Palermo's in your local grocer's freezer. Are all of your doubts about Jordan Love eliminated? Sorry, we got to bump Wheel of Strofe. Mr. Strofe back at the Gruber Law Offices, One Call, That's All Studio. Because I got to get to what KBN Nation thinks here. Plus, looks like Mark New Berlin's on hold. That's a blast from the past. All that and more next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
These hands are not made for fixing anything in a house. I make a phone call and I'm cheap, but I ain't that cheap. I got my guys. Got my handyman. Shout out to Chris. Under the table.
Just like that. Dude's getting audited now.
Yeah.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Man, I was just playing. You know, I think you get in that as a player where you just, you know, start flowing and playing well, and everybody around me just making plays as well and executing at a high level. So, you know, obviously I think we knew what we needed to change at halftime. And I'm just glad we were able to go out there and do that and start making some big-time plays.
That was Jordan Love post-game after the Packers beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 35-25 out at whatever they call it stadium, because it'll be Heinz Field forever. Victory Monday is brought to you by Palermo's Pizza, Wisconsin's hometown pizza, with delicious brands like Palermo's, Connie's Urban Pie, and Screamin' Sicilian. Palermo's has your game day covered. Find it in your local grocer's freezer. As it's Kyle Brustin Nortman, we're live with you from Pottawatomie Casino Hotel's amazing sports book. Strofe is running the show. Get us on the Carbless Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776, or on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Now, how about this? As we are having a discussion about, I would say at this point, nitpicking in a conversation about Jordan Love, because the question being, are all of your doubts about Jordan Love eliminated? The poll itself is like 70% yes, 30% no, but there's a vocal minority that are coming through the Carbless Talk and Text Line. But just to juxtapose real quick. This is a juxtapose?
Oh, yeah. Good word.
I've had a tough
yeah,
couple seconds
usage.
Of words. Waddle and Sylvie on Twitter.
Oh, wow.
Did the Bears make the wrong choice at QB in the 2024 NFL Draft? Oh. Yes, 35%. No, 24%. 41%. It's still too early to know.
Dude, as I was telling y'all how I was going through Illinois,
how the other half lives.
The guy who I was sitting next to on the plane who would not stop talking, he told me that they made the wrong decision. That is a sentiment that is felt amongst those in Chicago, is that they picked the wrong quarterback at number one.
Well, all we have to focus on is some of what KBN Nation is sending us. Jamie/Jaime in Orlando chimes in. I'm sold that this is the real Jordan Love, and it takes a while for him to get going. It's reminiscent of 2023. We went on a late run in the season, except for it starting a little earlier this year. I guess it's to be seen. Jaws and MKE. I'm a J-Love fan, and he has the physical skills to do it all. But my only concern is he almost seems too calm and steady at times. He's a different QB fired up. Again, just getting to the fans here. They are all I love all opinions.
Kill him, Brad.
Majority of the passes were 5 yards. Love can't throw an accurate long ball. Kraft bailed him out multiple times. Ron and the key on the Cardinals talk and text line. The deep pass to Watson yesterday was still a little bit of bad Jordan. Across the body, the weight going the other direction, rolling out to the middle of the field. But overall, he did much better yesterday than I expected.
Jordan did say one of his passes, he said, I was just hoping.
Yeah,
hoping,
I mean, again.
Hoping the good things would happen.
Like, yeah. Not every throw is going to be on platform. Like, this is the NFL.
But you also trust your receiver to make a move if he's one-on-one. I mean,
he floated it barely over the head as Christian Watson got it. But how about Christian Watson catching all of those? Derwin in the 2-6-2, he threw two balls that should have been picks. And they so happened to fall, luckily, to our receiver. I'm wondering why someone's nodding their head yes in our room. Is that because thumbs up, thumbs down? You are not a fan of the Jordan Love? Not a fan. All right.
He ain't a Packer fan.
Do people realize that if they were to scrutinize other quarterbacks, the same thing is going on? If you're going to take a couple throws per game of we have highlights of Jalen Hurts going on right in front of us, or tonight when Patrick Mahomes or Baker Mayfield take the field, they will have the same thing. A couple float throws every game are probably ill-advised. And now Jordan Love, he made a living of doing that last year that were horribly ill-advised. Nice. He is certainly – it was probably 5 throws a game last year. We were like, oh, no. Now it's like 1 or 2. And those will always exist. But I'm telling you, like, he is so dialed in. The people that are saying, oh, he doesn't throw an accurate long ball, he throws them when it's necessary. Guys are open. Guys are open that are underneath, medium term. You're not going to be chucking it down the field every time anyway. Packer fans should be thankful that they have a third quarterback in a row that can win you games, put up MVP-like numbers, because that's exactly what Jordan Love is doing, and be able to have a team where you are in the number one seed of the NFC already. And mind you, I was thinking about this last night. You know, Jordan, this is a huge spot for Jordan Love. Kind of like, in my opinion, a career-changing moment for Jordan Love. Because he sat behind Aaron Rodgers in that 2020 and 2021 season. He played as good of a quarterback season as anybody in NFL history. And Jordan Love was there to witness it all. So to go and play against that same guy that you witnessed do that, that's a big moment. That's a lot of nerve. So he arose to it, and he out-dueled Aaron Rodgers.
Let's start on the Carbless Talking text line with our guy Mark in New Berlin. No clown music, but we'll see what he has to say. Mark?
Happy Monday! Mark is back, man. I feel sorry for Aaron Rodgers. Not! What a game was that? Who are these haters on this talking text line? B and the Z and Ron and the Keys, they need some damn smelling salt. Clear their heads out. Did they see a Ferrari yesterday, or were they watching a 2011 Chevy Malibu in Aaron Rodgers? They seen a Ferrari running on all cylinders. What do they want anything more? You know, and Benny, are you wearing the Show Me the Love shirt?
I lost my Show Me the Love shirt.
Wait a minute. You gave them shirts and you lost it?
Yes, wow. He sent us. Oh, my God. It was the worst looking
shirt. Yeah, Kyle,
of all
and
time
one of the listeners burnt it. One of the listeners burnt it, Kyle.
Wow.
Oh, my on the Zach, air.
Look,
on the
look,
air.
Look, I have to take this opportunity for those who have never heard Mark New Berlin's name. He is a prophet.
He called
this the Ferrari in the garage, and this was the changing of the guard right in front of our eyes. Like, in Mark is calling in at the perfect time to take a victory lap.
Maybe Mark, you just know ball. That's what it is. He knew he had the Ferrari.
He was saying this, you know, after the Chiefs game and all this. I mean, it wasn't looking good for old Mark, but he's on the other side of history.
Man,
in a good way.
He was way early on this. Way early.
I'm actually upset y'all allowed somebody to come on the station and burn anything that had Jordan Love on it.
I think it was a texter that sent, or a tweeter that sent in a video of the Show Me the Love shirt.
Oh, wow. That's awful. Because Jordan Love is showing us all the love right now. I just don't understand how anybody could be upset with his performance. Like, yesterday he made history. But on top of that, think about it. We saw great quarterbacks play here. You know what Brett Favre didn't do? You know what Aaron Rodgers didn't do?
Beat the Packers?
Win in Pittsburgh. They ain't win in Pittsburgh like Jordan Love was
Bart
able to
Starr
do
was
that.
The last one to win.
I guess Favre did beat the Packers. Rodgers.
Favre definitely.
Rodgers has not completed the 32 teams.
And Jordan Love also didn't beat the Packers either.
Oh, man. Marco New Berlin. Bravo.
Yeah, that
Bravo.
Was beautiful.
Let's go to our friends in the north of Canada. Canada. Ricardo, you're up on the Carpus Talking Text Line.
What's up, boys? Great victory Monday. How did you all like watching that coronation of the passing of the torch on Prime TV? Okay? Love is here. Love is back. Finally, Malifert unleashed them. Stop throwing left and stop throwing east and west. Started going vertical. Started attacking the defense. Tucker Kraft, both of those plays were vertical slants, attacking the defense. Enough of this behind the line of scrimmage and sweeps and nonsense. Throw the ball deep with efficiency. That play to the out route to Romeo Dobbs on the opposite side of the field. Listen, there's only a handful of quarterbacks that can make that play, all right? Don't give me this that he's not a good quarterback. This kid is extending. He has two picks on the whole year. He's throwing dimes. Come on now. We got a quarterback, third in a row. He's on his way. And by the way, boys, the Blue Jays are 1-1 in the World Series. Just want to throw that out there. Let's go.
Ricardo's right, man.
Okay.
Yo, listen. What we seeing is this. Stephen A. Smith called Aaron Rodgers a bad man. We just saw a bad man yesterday, and we saw a man that is on his way. I'm telling you. Listen. I said he was going to be a Hall of Famer, didn't I?
Okay.
I said he was going to be a Hall of Famer.
Very productive conversation, Kyle, to take it 10 notches ahead.
Yesterday was a Hall of Fame-like performance, was it not?
It was the 31st pass-ranked defense.
Hall of Fame performance. Keep winning. 5-1-1.
It was a great performance.
But it was excellent.
You need to do it again.
Once that boy get that Super Bowl ring, he going to throw for 350, 400 touchdown passes.
We've lost Kyle.
We're going to get a Super Bowl rag or two. Listen, y'all can't tell me nothing. I'm telling y'all, I was down in the dumps when I got it. Well, I wasn't happy, but I was upset about the score of the game. Ain't nothing better than sitting there rewatching something and knowing your team won and knowing that your boy played good. But, ooh, look at that. That's all I was doing.
Here's what I will say. When the Packers play the Eagles 2 weeks from tonight, if Love does this again, I don't want to hear anything more about doubts. I don't want to hear anything more about it. I personally don't, but I don't want to hear anything else about doubts because doing against the Super Bowl champs, the team that knocked you out, if you do it on Monday Night Football, man, I don't know how much more you need to see.
I mean, national stage Sunday Night Football, then reigning Super Bowl champions, like you said, on primetime Monday Night Football again. Huge opportunity. And as I'm looking at the Lions schedule as well, they have a decent road here to capture some wins. That Thanksgiving game is going to be monstrous.
Yes, it will.
It's going to be a big game, but here's the thing about the Green Bay Packers, man. Y'all want to listen.
You can just say yes, it will.
We're not saying they're going to lose or win. There is no opinion.
We already bust their ass already this year, and we're going to do it again when it comes to Thanksgiving. We already showed everybody. We lost to Cleveland, a bad team. That's the only team we lost to. Everybody else that ran in front of us, Beat him.
You didn't say belt the ass.
You tied the Cowboys.
Yeah. Again, Kyle, I understand why you are happy and you should be happy. But, like, to act like.
Victory Monday, baby.
Brought to you by Palermo's Pizza. Like I said, it's going to be a monstrous Thanksgiving game, is all I was trying to get to. Now, you can tell us about American Family Insurance, please.
Yeah, with American Family Insurance, I'm just telling y'all this right now. Visit AmFam.com today, and it's so easy. When you visit AmFam.com, that's where you can find an insurance agent near you or get a quote instantly online. And I'm telling you, since 1927, they've been committed to making life better with outstanding home and auto protection. Also, you're free to enjoy your dreams. So insure carefully and dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Make sure you visit AmFam.com today for your opportunity to get an insurance quote right there online instantly or to find an agent near you. That's AmFam.com today with American Family Insurance.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace. Brad Nortman is going to come up clutch here because Brandon McManus, short, left, bad. Lucas Harvisik, two kickers, controversy. A former NFL holder is sitting to my left. The NFL punter breaks down the kicking controversy.
Yeah.
Love a good kicker controversy. Next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
I said, baby, we got to do more sucking. And so I called the company. I said, listen, y'all put this thing in here. Y'all need to come on.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
And he missed it to the left.
Can I kick it?
That was Brandon McManus's second field goal attempt. Not from 57, I believe, he ended up short on. A little to the right, but short. I say a little to the right from the center, because I know Brad likes the middle third.
Yes,
know?
Like middle third, please. Guy middle
for
third.
Your field goal kickers. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman. I guess this could be a real quick thing, because we heard about Keyshawn Nixon. Special teams in the first half were not good. Second half, I did a lot of like, holy cow, there's no flag. They didn't advance the ball past the 25-30. Like, pretty good. But a bigger part of special teams is the fact that you signed a kicker to an extension, and Lucas Havrasek hit the 61-yarder inside. Havrasek.
Not easy.
Hit the 61-yarder indoors.
I need to learn that name.
Well, do I have
McManus.
To? Do I have to? Because we're going to toss it over to the former NFL punter who held four NFL kickers. Bradley Nortman, is there a kicker controversy?
Gentlemen. I know that it's easy to see a couple of kicks and start to get concerned, especially in a big game. And especially when you see on the other side, you see Chris Boswell for the Steelers. He's
piping
50-plus yarders. That's not an easy stadium to kick in. But let me tell you this. There's no kicker controversy. Brandon McManus is the Green Bay Packers kicker, and he should be and he will be. Now, I will say, I think that he is missing and he looks not himself because he's still injured. He's trying to clearly work through it. And when you're doing something like that, it's not like, you're playing linebacker and you say, Doc, shoot it up. And I can just run in there, reckless abandon. Kicker, punter, whatever it is, it's very nuanced. It's very small muscle groups. It's very small margin of error. So if you are just a little bit hurt and you overcompensate a little bit, it throws everything off. So I think Brandon McManus trying to hasten his recovery, trying to get back on the field maybe faster than what he should be doing, probably because he doesn't want to see someone else kicking and maybe taking his job, because Lucas Havrasek is kicking the ball pretty well. The reality is, though, guys, before his stint with the Packers, now he's done great with the Packers, and I hope he fills in and does great for as long as we need
him.
Uh-oh. Are you going to take us back down memory lane with the Rams?
He's played one season with the Rams. That was 2023. It was 2 years ago. No playoff games whatsoever. He's had 20 field goal attempts in his career before this season, and he was 75% completion percentage.
So
completion percentage. Field goal percentage. So
15?
Not great.
15 to 20.
That's what he was. And then obviously this year he's been great, 100%, but he's had four field goal attempts. Four.
Well, maybe he has some time away.
Compared to Brandon McManus. Brandon McManus has had, I just want to get this number right.
It says on the bottom.
345 career attempts. Mm. That includes several in the playoffs, including playoff runs in a Super Bowl, in which I remember very distinctly because he beat me in the Super Bowl. So Brandon McManus is the kicker. He was 95% last year. He is the guy. He just needs to
and
chill out.
And he was the darling of training camp. I mean,
he was great.
He
wasn't missing anything. So he has not forgotten how to kick. He has not somehow gotten in the way of his ability to perform the job. He was given an extension for a reason. He's just got to get healthy. So what Brian Gutekunst needs to do, two kickers on the roster, Lucas Havrasek, Brandon McManus, and then you just got to make sure McManus is 100% before coming back. It's a luxury that you have a guy that can fill in the meantime, but kicker of controversy, no. He's struggling because he's still not 100%. Let him get there, and then let him do his thing, because I would rather have Brandon McManus kicking in the playoffs, respectfully, than Lucas Havrasek.
At this point, just let him rest as long as he needs to rest until he's 100%.
Now, how many times do you see a guy in the NFL miss 57 short?
That's how you know he's hurt. That's how you know he's hurt.
So why would we try him out here yesterday if he's hurt? I know
because he's a competitive guy.
I don't give a damn about competitive. I'm trying to win football games. That was losing yesterday. What he did hurt the Green Bay Packers.
I get that, but when you're a player in the moment and you see another guy who's suiting up behind you, you're going to say, "Oh,
naturally,
I'm good.
You're like, I'm good.
Oh, you good? You could have messed us up yesterday."
Well, exactly. So now there's a hard conversation between him, LaFleur, and Goody, and the trainer saying, "Listen, what are you actually? Are you 50%? Are you 80? You're not 100. So like, what's it going to take for you to get to 100.
LaFleur was actually right without even talking to him about it's a big problem.
Yeah.
When they actually didn't talk because, I mean, you're seeing this happen in front of your eyes of, like, he didn't kick and then he didn't kick in front of the media. I believe he kicked Friday after the media was gone, said he felt good, but the results would prove otherwise.
Yeah. He said he had his own thesaurus. Well, you better figure out what major problem leg being messed up thesaurus is because Matt LaFleur was right. I don't know why he made a joke about that. This is not a joking matter. Not a joking matter whatsoever because of the fact that I believe in Brandon McManus still, but he's got to get right. He's got to get right.
He does. He does got to get right. He's a great kicker. He will win you games, but he's just got to get healthy.
Because rushing it ain't going to get him healthier. Like he should just.
It's not.
Why can't he just sit for two more weeks?
But, Kyle, what if someone took your chair and was dominating and say, hey, Steve Bruston Nortman is pretty good.
I think just Brad.
And your throat's not quite recovered yet.
Brad, I believe.
We almost had to switch to Strofe, Bruston, yeah, and Kyle.
Exactly.
Oh, that sounds personal, Brad. Brad, the thing is, you just told us exactly what's going to go through a general manager's mind. When it comes down to it, how many games did Lukas Haversick kick in the playoffs?
Zero,
okay? Brandon McManus has that Super Bowl experience, and that's what the Green Bay Packers need. And so when it comes down to it, you're going to trust in somebody that's been there before, especially when you're trying to win the championship.
Yeah, you're making valid points, but as a competitor, you're getting older. You know you have the extension, but it's
you
still
just
the
got
NFL.
The extension, too. You probably
want to prove it. But I think if cooler heads and smarter heads prevail here, we've done the inexperienced kicker thing before with Anders Carlson and Braden Narveson, and that could turn really fast despite the 4-for-4 that Brad was talking about with early results here from Lukas
Packers record.
Haversick.
Record holder. Longest field goal.
Record holder indeed.
I can't believe it's only 61 yards.
Only.
Don't sound the alarm for the kickers, but sound the alarm for Screamin' Sicilian. Buy one, get one at your Pick and Save and Metro Market stores for 2 weeks until November 4th. Grab all your favorite Screamin' Sicilian pizzas. You might have to buy a chest freezer for the basement, but you probably want to do that anyways for other reasons. Well, now you can stick all of the Screamin' Sicilians in the basement. Stock up with the Thin and Crispies, the Stuffed Crust I'm Stuffed Cheese pizzas. You got the Stuffed Crust Cheese with the perfect Screamin' Sicilian toppings. The OG Screamin's Hog Friday is coming up. Boss Hog Friday at the house on Frozen Pizza Friday at the Brust household. They have all the amazing pizzas you can get with Palermo. So stock on up. Pick and Save Metro Market through November 4th. Buy one, get one.
You love your pizzas.
Sure. Did I say pizzas?
Get your pizzas here. Pizzas, pizzas, pizzas left and right. Coming up.
Palermo's pizzas.
Pizzas in the freezer. Pizzas in the freezer.
The
I think
Palermo
you can buy them.
Pizzas. They should come up with the pizza line.
I'm throwing paper at people. They're laughing now. Everyone's getting at me. Bad brain day from Ben, but in 2 minutes, Tim Brando. Did he call out Brad Nortman? You be the judge. We'll talk about it in 2 minutes.